Y'all know.
And oh, he's fucking, it's already recorded. Usually it takes a fucking second.
Well, took us a second to say fuck, so here's to another great one.
Enjoy this naked room, because it's going away. Oh, shit.
Number 147.
Yep. 7. We've made it almost to 150. Pretty fucking nice. Now, what I was going to tell you guys before we started rolling the fucking cameras here is Nike made this shoe. It was a Nike Dunk. It was called the Nike Skunk Dunk. And let me just show you this fucking shoe. This was like one of the only fucking shoes I was willing to spend decent money on. But then they got real, real fucking expensive. So, the shoe is supposed to look like it's grass.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got the fucking inside of the shoe. The inside of the tongue has a pocket like the one in the Chad Muska shoes you were talking about. And then the sole of the shoe is a green skunk with bloodshot eyes.
That's crazy.
So they also released the shoe in the reverse skunk with only four...
It's got to show the bottom, right?
Let's see. No, I wish it did. It's an expensive shoe, though. But look at this one.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Like, why would people spend that much money on a shit pair of shoes?
I guess because there's only 420 of them. How much? Like, yeah, this one's expensive, too. Now, when I was going to buy them, it was when they were coming out. And I fucking was waiting in a virtual line to get them, but... I didn't get picked or whatever. Like, I never bought shoes before like that because I'm not really into shoes. But that looks dope. But there's another one. There's a new one that just came out. Strawberry Cough.
You know what? I actually saw these on the old recently. Man, if I didn't dislike Nike so much...
I know. That's the problem, is the fucking Nikes. But, man, they do look... And these ones are reasonable. Reasonable compared to the other ones.
Yeah.
I just think that's so cool that they got weed shoes.
Yeah. So, in the 90s, when skateboarding was a crime... And Nike could have used their considerable influence in the sports world to skateboarding. This is what they did. They came out with a commercial, and it was like, it just said, what if police officers treated golfers like skateboarders? And it was like a cop tackling a golfer right when he was about to swing. And I was like, oh, wow, I like that. Okay. And then that was it. Like, they did one commercial and it was like Nike, you know, Nike, like, okay. Like, come on, Nike, invest some money into skateboarding, you know, build a skateboarding team, start paying some skateboarders money. And it wasn't until well after the X Games got big and everything was getting popular, they said, oh, well, maybe we should do skateboarding shoes now. And then they cash in on it.
Yeah, they waited until...
Build skateboarding in a time where they were desperately in need. They waited until it was like a safe bet. They could get into the market and steal a share. And now... Like, people, you know, just love Nike so fucking much for no goddamn reason. That, you know, people really been wearing skateboard wearing their shoes as skateboard shoes, you know, since skateboarding was a thing, or since Nikes was a thing. Probably since Nikes was a thing, because, you know, skateboarding came first.
Man, you know, I have always liked skateboard shoes. Like, they're big and comfy. Like, DC always made, Osiris. Were the ones, because it was just a stupid big wide shoe, like,
yeah,
almost a cartoon shoe.
They made them like little tanks for your feet, because there was just so much room for injury. You had to have all this padding, and the idea being like, one, like all that, like, impact, right?
Yeah,
they would help take some of the impact off, so they made the soles the soles extra strong. And they put the air soles in there and stuff like that was a popular thing, which, you know, Nike was one of the people that, or one of the companies that really brought that into existence. But it worked so much better for skateboarding. It actually served a purpose. I guess it serves a purpose for the basketball shoes too. Because there's a lot of impact involved in that. So it's just one of those things, man. They're just like, they're just made with all this padding to keep that skateboard and the pavement and all the concrete that you're, you know, coming into contact with from, like, brutalizing your ankles and feet.
And they're comfortable for fat, clumsy dudes.
Very comfortable for older skateboarders that maybe are less svelte than we used to be.
Yeah. I always been a skate shoe guy. Yeah, Vans are okay too. Those, I liked Vans slip-ons. Not, no protection for your feet. Not even from walking. Like, I caused a lot of damage with my feet from many years of just a damn slip-ons. Now,
check it out. Smoke.
Oh shit.
Goat.
Oh shit.
But it's a sativa, so it's mostly motivational stone. That went well with my cup of coffee to keep me up tonight. What you got there?
Hell yeah, this is a hybrid lemon cherry burst. Mac oils. It's a nice little box. It looks pretty.
Yeah, cool.
And on this, I got liquid gold blue raspberry. It just tastes like blue raspberry.
Okay.
Cool. And this shit, does it tell me? It doesn't tell me a percentage.
Donnie, what you ripping on, homie?
Pixie Lime Cart, the indica.
Oh shit!
I have my other one, which is sativa, but I
got a.
Oh shit! Pixie
Drip.
Yeah, they're cousins, basically. My weed is cousins with your weed, man.
Man, I just actually, let me grab
real quick. Hey, Donnie, you froze. But if your picture looks really good. It's all like, you're like, you look very Donnie. Your hair looks great. So if you can hear me, don't worry.
You're what?
Froze, but you look great.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you talking even, but your picture's froze. It's kinda, but it's good. It's like profile picture. It's like quality stuff. Oh, snap. Can I have that?
Yeah. Pink runs.
See, now I went to Walgreens and I got some runs, and I tried to smoke it. It was like,
yeah,
it just tasted bad. It hurt my lungs.
Yeah, a little fruity.
Like I was smoking pure sugar.
Oh.
And they were like shaped like little fruits and not like a big wad of wax.
Yeah, this one.
What the fuck is this?
You got the wrong set. You were bamboozled, my friend.
They said they're edibles, and I ate them. I didn't even get fucked up.
Bamboozled.
Runts.
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
You know, it is a weird. I'm surprised they went with the name Runts, because the candy Runts sucks. No one was ever like, oh, yes, I got some Runts. It's delicious. And, you know, the banana really does taste like banana. It really bothers me. It's not good.
Either you like that style of banana, or you don't. It's just right. Like coconut. You either like it or you don't. You like it or you don't. But that level, that artificial banana, they were the ones that put that out there and really made it wanging. Now I'll buy the one where it's like all bananas.
Yeah.
Just banana, bananas. Oh, amazing.
Do those bananas taste different?
No, they taste exactly like the Runts bananas.
Mmm, disgusting.
Fistful, they're so good.
Oh. I don't know, I'm not a banana guy. What are the other fruits in Runts?
They have the strawberry. It's the little heart-shaped one.
Okay, that one's okay, I think.
The red apple, or maybe it's a cherry. And then they got purple grape. They had a green. They have a green lime and orange. That's orange.
Okay, so the orange is orange.
And it tastes kind of like orange.
Oh yeah, you know the orange and the grape and the lime. Well, that's an apple. The green.
Yeah, they've got a green apple now. They've changed it. They've changed it up. It was a green lime. Now it's a green apple.
Oh yeah, it says it right here. You know, I was really angry when Skittles did that, because the lime was good. I do not like green apple. Yeah. So when they replaced my delicious lime, I'm like, oh, now I gotta pick these out.
Ugh. Oh, I got a fun fact for you. Did you know that Skittles, like the base candy, is all the same? It's just like that Skittles flavor, and then the individual flavor is in that thin candy shell on the outside that is mixed with the color.
Oh, really?
The only thing that tastes different about the whole thing, the inside candy, all of that, it's all like this white, chewy candy.
Yeah, that weird like chew goo. It looks weird when they're freeze-dried. Man. The UK has these things called Skittles Clouds. And I just want to try one so bad. Well, I can't eat them now.
There's this company here. They make edibles. And I don't know how this shit passes, but they literally bought a big fucking bag of Skittles.
Oh no.
Poured them all out and spaced them all out and did like a drop of fucking Delta 8 on each one, and they drop it like right on the S so it blurs it.
Yeah.
And like lining up all these fucking Skittles. Beep, 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 beep. And then they package it in a little fucking Skittles bag that looks just like fucking Skittles.
Holy shit.
It's the Skittles logo, everything. The only thing different is a little thing that says cannabis. Don't feed this to your fucking kids. It's not really candy. No, it looks just like fucking Skittles. Like, what's wrong with these assholes? First of all, if you're gonna make an edible, make it.
Don't
eat a fucking sucker and dunk it in some fucking THC goo and be like, oh, this is gonna fuck them up. It's not gonna taste like shit.
Yeah.
And then it's gonna taste like a sucker, and it's gonna fuck them up probably too much, because whatever. But like the whole Skittles thing, I was like, you gotta be kidding me, man.
Yeah, why do you want to dislike Skittles?
Like I'm not. I don't want to do any Stone Ninja products with you guys. Like, nah.
Yeah.
I think, we're looking for a different kind of operation, something a little bit more, blah blah blah. And I kind of, you know, cheesed them, but.
Yeah, no, that's
weird. The company that was making the Stone Ninja brand Delta 8 gummies, they had a fucking recipe for this gummies that they worked on for like years and made every single square from scratch there.
Man, those things were good.
When they made like baked goods and stuff while they were kind of like trying them out and stuff like that, different products, all of that stuff, they're making it from scratch. They weren't going to take, you know, some pre-made cookie dough and just add a glob of, you know, Delta 8 goo and work all in and then, you know, put a couple of cookies out. You know, they were taking flour and chocolate chips and fucking sugar and butter and all of that and fucking infusing that shit properly.
Man, yeah, those gummies were the only Delta 8 thing that ever did anything to me. Like, cause I tried Delta 8 dabs and I don't know, it didn't make me high. It made me cough a lot, like more than a normal dab.
I don't like Delta 8 dabs.
Hell yeah.
You want to hear me?
Yeah.
I ate dab out of one of these at the Delta 8 place because they were getting a bunch of free samples.
Oh, shit.
It definitely, you know, raised my awareness.
I don't like the Delta 8 dabs. The only thing that really ever got me fucking fried is the Delta 8 flour. Delta 8 flour is actually really good.
What about the carts? Is your cart Delta 8?
No.
Well, they have, if you get a live resin cart, it doesn't matter if it's Delta 8, Delta 9, full strength, THC, it's going to work.
Oh, shit, man.
Live resin's the way to go, man. With the cart, the only one I'll do.
This has got THCA.
He's looking at it.
I'm fucking blind. THC, A, B, and P.
I've never even heard B or P.
THC, P, besides A, because A is really good. But THC, P is the best that I've had in these little shops.
Man. That's great about THC, P is when you failed the drug test.
Man, I had a job one time where you didn't drug test until you got there your first day, and then fucking HR drug tested you. Well, it was real weird. It was real weird handing my pee to the HR lady. Not only did I hand my pee to the HR lady, but she like peeled off the instant results right there in front of me. And she goes, see that? If we still didn't hire because of THC, you wouldn't have got the job right now. And I'm like, well, that's, I'm glad you don't fire because of that. And that was weird handing you my pee, lady. Then she took my picture. Yeah.
Did you take a picture while you were peeing?
No, that would have been even weirder.
You might want to talk to HR about that.
Yeah, there was this lady that used to fucking hit her weed pen in her desk. Like, she'd stick her head in her drawer and she'd go. And one day, like, she walked by and I was checking my text messages. And she goes, you're not supposed to have your phone on. And she went and tattled on me. And then so I waited until her head was in her drawer, and I said, I see what you're doing in there. I said, you probably should forget you ever see my phone, huh? That shit pissed me off. Like, how you gonna really be breaking the fucking rules? You fucking smoke a weed at your desk. You ever tattle because someone was checking their phone?
When I got my first dab, and it was what were those? It was before the Yocan. I don't remember. It was this really sleek little thing, really nice, and I would have it in my pocket at work.
Yeah,
tiny thing. Yocan.
It was about the size of a pen. So it was like pretty decent size.
Man, I'm trying to think of the name of that.
You would put the wax in the little chamber on the inside, and then put everything in there, and you'd have to like heat it up and stuff. But what I would do is I'd double tap that thing, and then I'd like go like this, and I'd go into the Red Bull cooler, and I'd pop that sucker open.
Man.
And went right back to work, and I did that for about 4 years.
Well,
and then Delta 8 came around, and everybody had fucking weed all over Beale Street. Pretty much you could just hit your vape pen anywhere you wanted. You weren't supposed to, obviously, but
right. Yeah, you're not supposed to hit your vape pen wherever you want here either, but you see everyone walking down the streets with fucking vape pens. All the fucking moms on Facebook are talking, oh, thank God for my vape pen. Can't leave home without my vape pen in my latte.
Keys, wallet, phone, vape pen. Leave my house again without my keys, wallet, phone, vape pen.
Exactly. So even my mom, man, got this shit fucking pretty much wrapped around her neck. And you know what? I know what you're thinking. I'm talking all this shit about vape pens, and I'm holding a vape pen.
This is a weed pen.
I don't know how to roll fucking blunts. And I guess I could roll joints, but I don't want to go through all the work. I'd rather just fucking hit this. I know. I don't. I mean, I could. Then I gotta buy flour. I could just buy dabs and fucking. These vape pens are only $8. Yeah, you're right. I should probably get some real weed.
Just saying, you know, it's good for you.
And I do. Once I do.
Really easy.
I do have a pack of Stone Ninja rolling paper somewhere too.
There you go. You got 40 tries to learn how to roll a joint.
Well, you know, I got a little joint roller, so then I can do that. I got a little blunt roller somewhere.
I got a couple of blunt rollers.
Danny was rolling cannons with it.
That some bitch only rolls cannons, so you're going to need a little bit of weed. I couldn't stand that damn thing, because I put a little bit of weed in there, and it just wouldn't work. You put a lot of weed in there, and you got to fucking...
Yeah, fucking, it was almost an eighth for fucking blunt wrap you had to put in there. It was too much. So I'm like, curse this roller. Why can't we meet somewhere in the middle?
This is the blunt that I use right here.
Oh, yeah, I remember you showing us that.
Wait, what? Yeah. Pull it up closer.
Put the paper up against the back here.
Yeah.
Stuff the weed down in there. Lick it, and then you close it, and the joint pops up the top.
Dog, what?
And I can stuff a filter in on this side, and it rolls it with the filter in place and everything. This is my preferred. This one was a raw brand.
Where'd you get that at?
See a little bit of the W there. I don't personally like the raw brand. I mean, they're kind of Stone Ninja's major competition. they've got like 50% share of the market when it comes to like most cannabis related smoking paraphernalia.
Yeah, and their owner's a weird guy too.
He's all right, but like he does, he sends a lot of this money like across the world, and that's nice and all, but like, what is he doing for the people
here,
you know? Like, come on, he's
used to watching
billions off of us, and you know, sending it to all these other countries and stuff when the United States really needs a lot of cleaning up.
Amen.
I've been doing worldwide charity and everything. It's just like, I don't know. I plan to spend all of the Stone Ninja money myself.
That's good. I plan to spend all my money myself too. I do enjoy spending money.
Yeah.
Fuck it, man. I bought Mortal Kombat and I set it to come out of my fucking Cash App. And my Cash App was off a fucking penny. So it declined and went out of my bank account. Thank God I had the money in there. But dang.
That's some whack shit, man.
I know. That's what I said. I said, really?
Yeah, you were off a penny?
Yeah, he couldn't even have just told me. Like, they didn't notify me or nothing. Just fucking went for the bet. Oh, shit! So, this looked weird. The whole tip glass. And it had a little cover on it. Little cover on it. Man, these things, I'm gonna let you guys know how this thing tastes. This is weird. Alright, so Mac Oils, they make some pretty quality fucking shit.
Cool.
That is better than. This is liquid gold. And this, it's okay. But this actually tastes pretty fucking good.
So, how about that Fortnite, guys?
Oh my god, I love this fucking season.
I'm finally hooked in. I'm finally fucking hooked in.
My little boy, I don't know if you guys just saw him. He just come over here and interrupt him.
Today and yesterday just fucking mocked me in.
He's level 92 already.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. Like, what are we on? Week 2 or 3? Like, holy shit.
Yeah. Like, two challenges, I think, just dropped and got smacked down. I'm not far behind him, I gotta say. I think I'm, like, level 80.
I think I'm 72. Yeah, it's this season.
I'm at level 30.
I want to be honest. This season has really drawn me in. Like, I'm full-blown thinking of Fortnite all the time again. Like, Starfield just came out, and I'm gonna be honest, I haven't even touched that shit. I got it downloaded. I didn't even touch that shit, because I can't put down fucking Fortnite. I'm playing solos again.
That's my biggest problem with Fortnite. Is I bought the Harry Potter game, and I played Fortnite.
Listen, me and Stone were talking about it the other night. Fortnite has kind of ruined gaming for us.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Yeah. We
match, we're all talking while we were killing folks, man.
I'm sure.
We hold games to a higher standard now. Fortnite is constantly updating. They're constantly fixing things. They're constantly changing things.
Yeah. And they can fix fucking glitches without even updating the game. Swapping
weapons out. Like, how many games totally rotate their fucking weapons over the course of a year?
See, like,
totally new fucking guns, like, all over the fucking place.
The closest thing to that was Halo. With their hoppers. Halo's, and I loved that about Halo fucking dude. And I, and actually, I feel like, you know, Bungie kind of shaped modern fucking online gaming, because Halo 2, with the friends list and the matchmaking and the party system, that shit was fucking perfect. And that was their first go at it, and that was better than some games, most games today.
Well, technically, it was their second, because remember they had online for Halo 1 on PC.
Oh yeah, good point. I forgot about PC.
A little bit at my friend's house. He had a PC, and that's how he played Halo and shit like that. But he would play with us on the Xbox too.
That's awesome.
And we got to play some games on that, and it was all right. It wasn't, I don't know.
Man.
It was cool because it was full. But you couldn't screen watch anybody, and I was so used to being able to kind of see where they were out of the corner of my eye a little bit. Oof, I'd fuck some people up, man.
I tried so hard to get into Halo Infinite. But it just never changed.
It got boring. That was the biggest problem, was they weren't adding anything new. They weren't doing anything to it. Like, here's your first battle pass. It's good for like a year and a half. That's way too fucking long. But, you know, they had all these new cosmetics for you to buy, but you weren't giving us anything else. Like, where's everything else? You gotta keep things fresh.
I remember when the battle pass for Fortnite only lasted like 90 days, but there was you didn't get nothing past level 100.
Damn. Yeah, well, how long are they now?
For every month?
Yeah, like 3 months.
Yeah, well, that's about the same. It really is about the same. They just haven't gone strictly with that 90-day kind of thing.
Yeah, it's been like 113, 100.
Yeah, I mean, it might go over, or it might be like right there at it, but they've been really good about every 3 months. I think it's a 12-week cycle is what they plan for a season.
That makes sense.
And sometimes there might be a week or two where they don't have weekly challenges.
Yeah.
Where they have other shit going on, like the Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
Yeah, from last season. That was the last 2 weeks, and they didn't have any weekly challenges. They just had that stuff for the last couple of weeks, and then boom, hit us with the new season.
Man, I remember when I first started playing, there was no, like, daily challenges. It was just you got week one, week two, and it was like 10 to 12 quests each week. And you fucking leveled up like that.
Yep.
Man.
They were a lot more XP. They were like 25, 50. 50,000. No, like 50,000.
Oh. Rocky Reels. Man, fucking Rocky Reels.
Rocky Reels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gives me the feels for Rocky Reels, man.
Man, you know, I'm glad I got to experience Rocky Reels.
There was the one, like, little house, or it was like a little concession stand, right?
Yeah.
Sitting solo on the south side next to one of the bigger buildings.
Yeah.
Always had a chest in the top part, and you had to break into it.
Yeah.
I would land on that roof every time, and it was like 2 to 3 chests in that one little building, guaranteed, plus a cash register, plus some ammo boxes, maybe a weapon's just laying there. So I'd land there, you bust out of the door, and everybody's shooting in front of you already, and you just start fucking third party.
Fucking Rick always landed on that goddamn screen.
Yeah.
I'm like, Rick, don't land there. Please don't land there. Every time. He never fell.
I'd land on one side and Jesse would land on the other. Man.
Let me see this. Dude, my kid just came up on a shiny Pikachu.
Oh, hell yeah.
Live on Brooklyn Beatdown. Benito, a.k.a. the Raptor Boy.
Hell yeah.
Catch shiny Pikachu.
Hell yeah.
That's actually what my son's doing right now, playing fucking Pokemon.
Yeah, man. I was hitting up some Go earlier today. Let's see. They got that Gen 9 Pokemon are in there. Dude, just
that's imagine dope.
They gave... Well, I think Pokemon Go is doing the same thing.
Now yeah.
They got like an 80 to 90 day season kind of thing. And then they've got weekend specials. And they've got special shit going on. And they're like adding new Pokemon and giving you like old Pokemon that... in a while.
Tons of mythicals. I got like 6 or 7 mythicals from research fucking things. Yeah. I was like, holy shit, they're just throwing these things at me. I thought I was gonna have a hard time getting this shit.
Yeah, and then they have like a day where it's like, hey guys, there's fucking Squirtles everywhere, and you're gonna catch 12 fucking shinies and about 1,300 Squirtles. And you're going to have so much Squirtle candy, you're going to be squirting fucking candy everywhere.
Last weekend, last Saturday was Charmander.
Yeah. Yep.
Man.
Find out about it until it was going on. I just opened Pokemon Go and I was like, there's 12 Charmanders here? And I ended up like squeaking out in about 30 or so minutes before I had to go to work. I grabbed 4 of the shinies and, I don't know, a couple dozen Charmanders. But I was so fucking lucky. I don't know how it happened. I think I hatched it out of an egg. I've got a 4-star Charizard, which I have renamed Charzilla.
Charzilla.
Like, leveling him up, it's like the perfect... Charmander, fully evolved, and I've got enough candy to mega evolve him. I'm just waiting for that right time to really
hell yeah
unleash him upon the raids, stuff like that.
Hell fucking yeah.
Going for Mewtwo if I ever find a Mewtwo raid ever again.
Man, fucking I remember the first Charmander fucking community day was happened during my buddy's wedding. Oh. And so while they were off taking photos and shit and all of us were waiting, we're out at outside the venue and me and Ange are just catching all these fucking Charmanders. I got so many shiny Charizards from that. That's so fucking cool, black Charizard.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Yeah, I haven't evolved mine yet. I've got 4 of them. They're all kind of, like, one of them's okay. The other 3 are trash. You know how shiny they go. But, you know, it still looks fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, it really does.
Like to throw them in a gym.
Richie got me a shiny Greninja.
Yeah.
And a bunch of shiny Froakies. So that's pretty fucking dope. I got shiny Fennekins.
Yeah,
I got
told me about that, man. That like literally happened, I think, like a week before I started getting back into Pokemon Go.
Man, I'm glad you got back into it. It's good getting gifts again.
Yeah.
Now I had to send you some.
Yeah.
Richie plays it all the time. Too.
Every day and send me gifts so I can send you gifts every day. Because I'm going to 51. What you call it? What was it? The Mew?
For the shiny Mew? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I ended up picking that up. I think it was like $5. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I've been playing Pokemon Go for a while. This will be kind of cool, and it'll help me catch one of them. I got a bet going with the kid if I catch 151 Kanto Pokemon first.
Hell yeah.
$51. From my kid, so winning
though
small child is always fun. Not that he has the ability to pay me. He would have to get that money from me or his mom, or like somehow slaying Pokemon cards to pay me off.
Well, if he gets it from his mom or Pokemon cards, it's a small victory. If he gets it from you, it was still a victory, but you're paying yourself. That's okay, though. It's a thought that comes.
Well, he's really banking on this Raptor Boy comic book.
Oh, yeah.
To take off, and so he'll be like, you know, a millionaire by the time he gets. And you know, drive Lamborghinis and slam hot boxes and models all over.
Man, fucking
the best for my child.
Fucking Lamborghinis makes me think fucking. They just showed off Johnny Cage's second fatality. And he kicks you into, like, a fucking sports car. A Lambo. It looked like a Lambo. I don't know.
Okay.
And kicks you through the windshield. And then pulls you out the side door. And then slams the butterfly door on you. Cuts you in half. And then, while your torso's hanging out and your guts are closed in the door, he remote starts the car and it takes off and drags you. Man, those things are brutal. Like, the fatalities have come a long way.
Chop someone in half and murder them.
Yeah, I figure they thought of so many ways already.
He doesn't even care who he's, like, chopping in half or nothing. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
It could be, like, an alternate version of him, possibly.
Yeah, and he's still just
Johnny Cage is just a killer.
Could have been RoboCop, but he was still killing him, the asshole. Man, RoboCop was okay in fucking Mortal Kombat. I really like that about Mortal Kombat. Well, I do and I don't. I hate the guest characters, but I like the guest characters, because RoboCop was cool and Terminator was cool. And all the horror characters in Mortal Kombat X was cool. But that just made me want NetherRealm to make a horror fighting game. And now I want an 80s action fighting game. You know,
that was cool.
You gave us Rambo, the Terminator, and fucking RoboCop in one game. Fucking give us John McClane. Fucking the whole cast of the Expendables.
Let's
just get an action movie. But Jean-Claude Van Damme, they got him in Mortal Kombat 1. He's a skin of Johnny Cage, though, so he's not his own character. That game comes out next week, though, and I'm excited.
Yeah, so it comes out next Friday, right?
Yep. If you get
got the collector's edition, and you get it 2 days earlier than everybody else because you're better than us, apparently. Or, I don't know, man. I'm still on the fence. I'm not huge on fighting games. Not that I don't like playing them. It's just like, am I going to spend $60 on a game that I'm going to play for a little bit, and then I'm going to play Fortnite for the week? And then the rest of the month, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I got that Mortal Kombat. And I'll go in and I won't even remember how to do any of the moves.
Man, I forgot about Fortnite. Yeah, it comes out the 19th, which is a Tuesday.
Wait, what about Fortnite?
Yeah.
It actually comes out Thursday, the 14th.
Whether Mortal Kombat is going to retain a playability factor against Fortnite, which I totally respect, you know, taking your time and kicking ass in Mortal Kombat for days, and I just expect a report here and there through the old Brooklyn beatdown bat signal.
Don't leave us hanging. You know, we'll be on Fortnite. We'll be on more combat. But we're still here.
Yeah. When I say game time, it still refers to Fortnite. It's an open invitation.
Yeah. Yeah, I am probably gonna go dark and crush story mode.
It, that might be something where when I can get like a downloadable version of Mortal Kombat for like slightly cheaper.
Hell yeah.
I might go, okay, I'll spend 30, you know, instead of, what is it, 60 for like the basic version?
Yeah, I'm 70 now, actually.
Yeah, I like 30 better. 20 would be nice, but you know.
I'm a Mortal Kombat mark, so I'm against pre-orders, and I pre-ordered Mortal Kombat. I went against everything I preached and pre-ordered. Fuck, man, out of Mortal Kombat.
I love pre-orders. What's wrong with pre-orders?
Pre-ordering fucking Harry Potter.
Man.
You get cool stuff when you pre-order stuff, man.
I know, that shit pisses me off so much.
Pre-order shit, you get stuff.
I'm really against. I personally feel pre-ordering hurts the industry more than it helps. Yeah, you get a bunch of cool shit, but they don't. You know, we pre-order all these games. The game's already gone gold before it's even out. Now they just sell us an unfinished fucking game. Now, no, don't worry, we'll patch it day one. So now I go to play the game on day one, and I got a 24 gig fucking patch I got to download first. Just annoying.
Don't worry.
But I definitely
ready to restart your console in 24 hours.
And you know, I paid for this fast ass internet. And you know, everything says, hey, I'm getting all this speed. But whenever I download something on any of these fucking game systems, it goes at the pace of a fucking snail.
Well, what you do, you upgrade from fast ass internet to just fast internet. There you go, man.
That's fucking great. I love it. Man, yeah. You're right. You know, I can only get Comcast here, so I only have fast ass internet.
I remember a time where I had to jam a cartridge into a console and like blow on it to get it to work, like put it in there and just push it down just right, and
those were the days.
It worked. It worked this time. So you know, I lived through a floppy disks like this size disk. And it was like literally like a big flat piece of plastic with a magnetized disc in the middle of it, right? Yeah. Jam it in there, and I'd have to type in all this fucking code word, crazy shit. A really shitty copy of Mario Brothers or Super Mario Brothers or Bruce Lee or River Raid or... like all of the Commodore 64. That was my first system. And
that's crazy.
Like my dad would get me like three or four of these discs at a time, and he's like, "It's got some games on there," and I'd be like, "Okay, cool." And, I'm like, beep, 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 beep. And it's like fucking. I had the joystick with one button.
Oh. Oh shit!
And that's how I played video games for the first couple of years of my life. And then I got the Nintendo, and me and Dad used to play that Duck Hunt because he's a hunter. And that's kind of like, okay, we had a moment where we kind of bonded in video games, but outside of that, he wasn't much of a gamer. But he fucking hated that dog laughing at him. He was like, "That little sir, what a shit."
Man, yeah, no one, right? No one liked that fucking dog.
Shoot the fucking dog.
Fuck that dog.
That dog just sucked so bad, man. I actually played that recently. My kid's birthday back in May, so not too recently. We went to this arcade place. And we were sitting there all taking our turns. And I was just
They had Duck Hunt? That's
and they're like, oh, shit, this guy. And like, I played this when I was your age.
And they're like, wow, this guy's so good at this. What's his trick? Duck hunt.
Well, you see, you're not shooting the duck. You're getting the duck to shoot you. By doing, pull the trigger, it flashes the light on the screen at the sensor in the gun, and if you're pointed at it, and it picks up that flash of light, it sends a signal to the console and says, you shot it, when really, it shot you.
And the dog doesn't laugh at you.
Yeah, I'm good at it. I played this game.
It doesn't work on your TVs at home, either.
And when those fucking ducks start flying around all fast as shit, and I'm like,
man, I see CRT TVs are getting expensive now.
What is that?
The old school fucking tube TVs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, fucking, okay, especially like Sony Trinitrons. Apparently they're really good for fucking retro gaming and shit like that. I don't want to go back to.
Why don't these people making the giant flat screen super fucking TVs make something that's actually compatible to retro games?
Listen,
instead of like going to float screen level 12, why don't we just say, okay, you want to play retro games? You can hook. Here's the thing that hooks into the TV that we make. That's amazing. And you plug it into the HDMI thing, and it has hookups for all the fucking systems.
That would make sense.
You can plug in 12 fucking systems to your super float screen 12. And this conversion thing right here is built to go in there seamlessly. It's going to look like amazing 8-bit graphics like you've never seen them before.
See, that would...
So boxy.
That would be perfect. That would be great. I gotta ask you something, Donnie. I've been wondering this whole time.
What?
You work at Meijer now?
No.
This whole time I just saw that little Meijer there. I went, damn, Donnie. Damn Meijer employee. I didn't even know they had Meijer.
Yeah, man. Do it.
I didn't even know they had Meijer in Kentucky.
I don't even know if they do or not.
No, that's a Michigan thing, man.
I was going to say, I thought it was.
They got them in Wisconsin, too.
Yeah, they're in like six states. I worked at Meijer for a short span, and they made you learn all about Meijer.
Yeah, Walmart did that
first
too.
Day there, and I was like, wow, this is real interesting, guys. Thanks for the lesson. Awesome.
I can tell you all about fucking Sam Walt.
Yeah, well, Meijer's was started by Fred Meijer in 1956 when he wanted to, you know, sell cheaper shit. Well, thank you, Fred. You got me a job. Do I really gotta learn this? Like, what? What the fuck is this? I don't give two shits about this old man and the company he started.
Yeah, Walmart did the same thing, and I'm sitting thinking, I do not give a shit about Sam Walton.
And you know, I guess my job now did it, but they're a smaller company, and it seems cooler from them, I guess. I mean, I guess I don't really care either way. But it seems more humble when it's a smaller company. Not some big, giant fucking corporation. Especially like a giant fucking corporate machine like Walmart. Well, listen, you soulless bastards. You don't believe half the shit you're telling us. Like, man. It sucks that a place like Walmart is so useful and convenient. Because I would say don't shop at Walmart, but it's hard not to. Their fucking prices are pretty good.
Yeah. So, do my best to steer clear of that stuff.
Yeah, I go to Meijer most of the time. Meyer's prices are okay. Everything's expensive now. That's the world now.
Yeah, I try and go to Costco as much as possible.
Yeah, buying in bulk. Yeah. I got them good ass hot dogs at Costco.
Costco's like the good version of Sam's Club. Like, because, you know, they're basically Walmart, which is evil.
Yeah.
And Costco, you know, actually gives all of their employees health care and pays them well. And
yeah, they've always paid really fucking well.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I had a girlfriend working at Costco, and she was making like $11 an hour. And that was in like the early 2000s, so $11 an hour was pretty fucking decent money, yeah. Man, it's crazy to think, you know, not too long ago, $11 an hour was okay money, and now $11 an hour, you're in the fucking like, poorhouse.
Yeah, you ain't gonna pay $10.
Yeah, a guy at McDonald's is paying more than this thing, right? And it's like you see these places, they got their now hiring signs out, and they say like $10.50. And you're like, well, no wonder nobody wants to work for you. $10.50. I couldn't fucking feed one person with $10.50, you know. Like, and it costs more to breathe this air than you're paying. I'm going into debt just being alive.
Don't worry, you can work 85 hours a week.
Yeah, and we don't do overtime. Please don't report
us. It's all voluntary. If you go into overtime, it's totally voluntary. So you can sign off on it, but you know you're not getting time and a half.
I will tell you though, if you work 100, we might throw you a pizza party. Ooh, why do jobs feel pizza so motivating?
Ooh, it's Little Caesars, my favorite.
Like, and I get it. As kids, we thought pizza parties were cool in school. That's because we were fucking kids and we couldn't just walk to the damn store and buy our own fucking pizza. We're grown ass people.
We want a fucking barbecue.
Yeah, if I want fucking pizza, I can go get a fucking pizza.
Yeah.
Like, give me something I can actually fucking use. Why not, instead of buying a fucking 100 pizzas, give us all a little bit of that money.
Or a couple of very tasteful setups, nude lady covered in sushi.
Sure.
Two, maybe three of them, depending on how many people you're trying to feed, you know? Very classy.
That's classy. I'm not a big sushi fan, but I stay for the conversation.
Watch where you put the wasabi.
Man,
don't rub that on the wrong part.
Every time I think of wasabi, I think of Steve-O snorting the wasabi in the first Jackass movie.
So dangerous.
Oh my god.
That was back when I didn't like sushi at all, when that came out. And I remember seeing it in the theater, and I was like, oh, fuck that, man. I know what that shit is, too. That's gonna...
Yeah. He starts throwing up. Oh.
Oh, man, that shit was so good.
Man. Yeah. I got into a Jackass kit when Jackass Forever came out. And, you know, that was a good ass fucking movie. Like they still had. I didn't think it would still be as fucking funny as it was. But
if you could find them. Oh, sorry.
Oh no, it was fucking funny.
Yeah. If you can find them, you should watch the Big Brother Skateboard Magazine videos. The first one is called Shit.
All right.
One is number two. And the third one is just like called Poop or something like that. I don't remember. But
all right.
They're all shit-faced as far as the names of the thing. but it's the Big Brother Skateboard Magazine. It's basically like Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville and all of that stuff.
Jackass before it was Jackass. Hell yeah.
With a dabbling of skateboarding in there, because that's kind of where that culture all kind of came out of. They were all skateboarders looking to just fuck around and do stupid stuff. I'll tell you, if I had a fucking phone with three cameras on it and could take video, one, I would have been all over the place with my skateboarding videos and stuff like that. And then two, 100% me and my homeboys throwing parties back when we were like 19 and 20 and keggers and people jumping off the roofs and getting ridiculous. We would have just been out there all over
the place. The fucking 90s were wild times.
Wild.
You really missed out, Donnie.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
It's like before everybody knew where you were all the fucking time. And so I would just go for like maybe like a week or two, and I'd go to a payphone to call my fucking parents back home and call them 1-800-COLLECT.
I remember that. Because
it was
too.
Fucking long distance.
We had it, baby. It's a boy.
Call 1-800-COLLECT from a payphone at the gas station. And they were like, oh, how are you doing? And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm okay, mom. Blah, blah, blah. Ride my skateboard, working, stupid college. Blah, blah, blah.
10-10-2-20. Man. The fucking... The 90s was wild. I was watching fucking 90s wrestling. And the shit they got away with then, I can't believe they put on TV.
Is Donnie froze again?
Oh, am shit. I? Yeah, he is. He's got a, he's got a very concerned bro, what's up, look. Bro? Fuck you just say about me, yo. Motherfucker.
Fuck Donnie. Beat-looking-ass motherfucker.
About to whoop that ass, motherfucker. Bobble, bobble, motherfucker. Man, I used to work with this dude who had a big ass head like a bobblehead. And he had a real big ego, which made it more of a bobblehead. So every time we'd walk by, I'd just go, bobble, bobble, motherfucker. He didn't get it, but I explained it to the people around me, and they thought it was hilarious. But I'm just saying it. He was a real weird dude, though. Like, fucking... I remember training next to him one day, and he's sitting there, and he goes, you know what? I'm jealous of all those small dick motherfuckers out there. And I said, oh! Because, yeah, they can fit their whole meat in a girl's mouth. I can't. I said, I'm sorry. And that's, he goes, by the way, my nickname is Meat. And I said, oh, I'm not even going to ask why they call you Meat after listening to how you've been talking to me. This was such a weird, and the whole day he just talked about his dick. And how he felt about people with tiny dicks.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he was really, really gung-ho about the tiny dick people, like.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
They hold dick in there.
That's they stick their whole meat
chicks
right in the mouth.
Scared of them. They just, two or three of them, little tiny. They're like breakfast sausages.
Oh, a can of tiny dicks.
Oh, like a little can of bean and sausages. There's like 12 of those things, right?
We just like eating that up, just stuffing our cheeks like chipmunks. Oh my god, they fucking call me meat. Man, I had another person, this was at the same fucking job. This was the first call center I ever worked in. There was this crazy Tina girl. And fucking everyone warned me about how crazy she was. Emma, come on, guys. She can't be that nuts. Well, she came and sat next to me. Now, take note. This is like some 67-year-old lady. So she comes, she sit down next to me one day. She goes, Richard, I just got to tell you, I'm as dry as the Sahara. And I was like, oh, I wish you wouldn't have just told me that. Why on earth did you just tell me that? She goes, I don't want to sound vulgar, but I'm fucking a cop. Holy shit. They were right. You fucking bananas. And that's how she spent the day, just sexually harassing me. My boss, she used to walk around shoeless and sockless. And my boss used to put thumbtacks all over the floor in hopes that she'd step on one. Yeah, I know.
Your boss is fucked up.
I know. The only reason I remember him telling me that story is because that day I had stood up and heard a rip. And I looked down and my pants had ripped from the bottom up the front.
Wow, your boner just ripped out of there.
Yeah, just,
that's amazing.
Just destroyed those pants. I had to staple my
at
pants
at the side of the girl's woman.
Yeah, the thought of her being as dry as the Sierra just.
And then it's like crunch, crunch.
Oh yeah,
crunch.
I was gonna. Oh god. You know, on that fucking note, that was one fucking 46. 147.
147.
You know where you can fucking find this at? ThePurpleBeatDown.com. Stoned.Ninja. And his ass ain't here, but TheSlinkyCast.com.
Donnie, Blunt Guy Donnie on Fortnite.
Yeah, fucking Twitch. Are you Blunt God Donnie on Twitch?
Yeah, I'm Blunt God Donnie on everything.
Yeah, so fucking hit him up. We fucking love you guys, and we'll see you next fucking week.